I give you my peace, and our host this evening is Starlight, so she will open in prayer.
Right, let's pray. Dear Father, thank you for bringing us together as a team once again and allowing us to be able to share in fellowship. Please bind any outside or help us to not be disturbed by any outside influences. And be with us during our meeting and the Holy Spirit and Jesus. And be with those that cannot be with us and join us in our meeting tonight. And I think that's about it. We love you. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Short and sweet.
Thank you. So I got Father's message. Here's what he had to say. My dear guardians, it is with great joy that I greet you this evening. Many are absent tonight. I understand that life can get in the way. Triland publishes the schedule at the end of the previous year. Can you not make your plans around our schedule? These fellowship moments are important to solidify and bind your hearts together. Listening to them later does not have the same effect. Please keep that in mind. And yes, I know I'm preaching to the choir currently. My hope is that those that are absent will take this to heart. There are only two valid excuses for missing a monthly fellowship. One is being sick, the other is death. But if you are dead, you can still attend, can you not? That was a little joke.
Wow.
Trisus will share what the current state of the Middle East is with you. Trisus's efforts have made a great difference. I know that sometimes you may feel that your effects are ineffective. They are always effective. A small smile you send to someone's direction impacts them on a spiritual level. Keep that in mind. No little deed goes unfounded. Maybe we should put that on a t-shirt. Ha. The battle against evil will slowly start to build over the next month. Satan is anticipating the release of his minions after the next service for the departed on July 7th, to be exact. I need everyone ready to fight. You will know what to do and where I need you to go. HS will inspire you. Be mindful of his presence, please. Triland has been talking with us about that fact, utilizing HS more. HS can bring you into a deeper understanding of your own guardianship. Just ask him. In fact, HS can reveal more about your own faith and help you build it. Again, just ask him. He is here to help and guide you. So few know this. They think he is only active in a divine service. He does so much more than just that. Now that we have just left the Pentecost celebration, let us keep the momentum of it going. Many of you have not come to see me so that I can give you more gifts and open your understanding. Please do so. I will not bite. Haha. I know that I always tell you that the time is short. It really is. So much in this world is falling apart. Satan has lulled this world into a false sense of security. He will strike at mankind quite fiercely in the coming months, and they will not see it coming. This is why I need all of you active here on Earth. Please, do not forget to serve in eternity. The service is a month away. Please let me know if you need anything from us. We love you and support you. Anybody have any questions, comments, solutions?
Solve all the world's problems.
Mm-hmm.
World peace.
Yes.
So in the message, what was the part about Satan is going to step up his efforts to do what with who?
Satan, let's see. Go ahead and read it. Satan has lulled this world into a false sense of security. He will strike at mankind quite fiercely in the coming months, and they will not see it coming. This is why I need all of you active here on Earth. Please.
Wow. Could you maybe expound on that a little bit?
He has been attacking the Middle East and using those guys. I feel in my heart that this is going to start coming on us domestically. on some level, we're going to start to feel it. As we've been kind of sitting back and watching that all this stuff is happening across the world, it hasn't really impacted us that much. It's going to start impacting us on a local level.
Oh.
Sorry. He was typing something. I thought you were going to explain more. I'm sorry.
No.
I'm falling short here. Excuse me. So we have Trisis. Are you able to expound more on the Middle East things?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm back on a 2-hour schedule. I was on a 4-hour schedule for a few weeks because I just told Father I'm just exhausted, but the Light Brigade is taking, I'm not going to say the brunt, but they're the main force. And what Father told me was to say this. I actually wrote it down. The commander of the division that Trilin gave me advised, and Jaleel confirmed, that all I have to do is be the catalyst, or we have to be the catalyst to destroy evil in men's hearts. And not to push so hard with Pog from me directly. When I first started, I was just trying to hit everything and then hard, like we would cleansing a country. And that's what was exhausting me. So now, you know, Father explained it to me, and it's interesting. He said, this is Father talking. I cannot destroy evil directly, but my forces can take the lion's share of the effort. So all we have to do, and I keep saying I, because that's what my notes say, but all we have to do is just basically start to pog, and the Light Brigade will come in, kind of like the deluge system of a sprinkler system or whatever, and basically do the brunt of the work. I can now pog the Middle East because I've done it so many times. I can picture where the countries are. And, you know, I used to say, oh, Saudi Arabia, and my lead said, just think of it. Just do it. Just, you don't have to put so much effort into it. What's interesting is there are hot pockets that pop up here and there, and I'll be told hold or go ahead or, you know, hit it and move on. And there are prompts that are given depending on what day and what hour. I start differently every time. I don't just start in Iran. I'll start sometimes in Syria. I'm spending a lot of more time on the Gaza, which is right near the Israeli-Egyptian border. Huge issues are still going on. I was told that in Yemen and in Oman, the forces are being built up. But even when I'll go over the Red Sea or the Persian Gulf, and I'll be told hold, and I'm like hold, and they're like there's evil there because there's forces on ships. They're bringing in men from these different countries, and even China and Russia are bringing in troops into the Middle East. Right now, Iraq is pretty passive, but it's going to be the main land bridge between Iran and all the forces that are building, and they're going to cut right across through Lebanon and from the north, from Turkey, and from Syria and Jordan from the east, and they're bringing in forces through Sudan. And I mean, every day I'm being told what's going on. So it's mind-boggling. I try not to let it bog me down, but it's nice to hear Father saying that there's a difference being made. Because honestly, sometimes I'll lay in bed at like 11 o'clock at night, and I'm like, ah, crap. Because I'll set the alarm for 2 hours, and then I'll reset it and reset it and reset it and reset it. And, you know, there'll be hours sometimes where I won't do anything, and then I feel bad, and then I'll hit it. But, you know, I'll share with you the last paragraph. So back in April, Father gave me quite a bit of information, and I've been sitting on it. And I'm going to read it the way he said it. And it's going to sound like a double negative, but it's not. So I'm going to say it slow. Father said, World War III is not close now, but it also cannot start due to what's currently happening. meaning what's going on in the Middle East. World War III is not going to start in the Middle East directly. It's going to be a catalyst for the other nations. Recently, the U.S. gave, and again, this is not political. This is just, I'm talking facts. The U.S. gave the Ukraine missiles, and they lobbed those into Russia this week. Russia formally declared the United States an enemy. Russia has sent a battle group to the Caribbean, including a submarine with missiles on it. That will now be parked right off of Cuba. So the Bay of Pigs in 1967 is happening all over again. If you think about it, I will just throw up all the time because it's too much to think about. So I recommend just trying to meditate and listen to the Holy Spirit, and he will send you where you need to go. At first, it's going to be overwhelming. You're going to feel drained. I mean, today I feel drained just because of the weather. That's why I look like I'm half dead. It's 99 degrees out for the last 3 days. So, you know, air conditioning doesn't do me well, but you have to stay focused. And let me see here. This is the rest of the paragraph, and this is why I held off. And this goes hand in hand with what Father said. The imminent collapse of the U.S. is on track. Oh. And I just looked at him, I said, oh, you just say that as a matter of fact. And he said, other nations will fall soon. He said, it's hard to hear this from my mouth, but it's the truth. And honestly, we've all known that the end time, right? The quote unquote end time is occurring. It's happening. It's starting. He advised that the guardians must be ready sooner than later. And this is what he told me back in April. Now they must practice and harden their attitude to be ready. And he said it just like that. That's a weird way of saying something. They must harden their attitude to be ready. Not harden your hearts, harden your attitude. Our hearts are stout. We're all ready to do whatever. And again, I'm willing to do whatever, but my attitude, I'm still hesitant. Go ahead.
I can elaborate on that, what that means.
Okay.
He wants you to harden your heart and make your stand with him. Nothing else matters anymore. What's going on around you, your personal life, and all of that, he wants us to dedicate ourselves to him, period. And harden our heart towards everything else, that it doesn't influence us anymore. That's what that means.
Okay.
Your attitude. Yes, your attitude is to serve him. That's what he's looking for from us.
Okay. All right. So that's basically what I've been sitting on since April, which, you know, again, I kept the asking Father, and he said, now you can tell them because of what's going on. Just in the last few days, what's happening with the war and the aggressiveness. And there's a whole bunch of other things that he shared with me, and there's no need to share it because it just adds angst. But the Middle East is like a chess game, and there's parts being played, and people are using it as an excuse to do what they want. And there's very few people that are going to argue with the greatest powers that have all this arsenal. And the United States is going to try to stay neutral. Unfortunately, we're not going to be able to. We're going to be dragged into this conflict, we'll just say. But again, it's not even the beginning of World War III. It's just going to be the beginning of this, right? And so, you know, yeah. So that's the update. And again, I'll share more as Father shares more. But it's been interesting. But be the catalyst, and I have to remember that. You just take a deep breath, close your eyes. I mean, I sit at my computer sometimes or look at my phone. But again, I know where all the countries are, and just blast and do it. So that's about it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Does anybody have any questions or anything?
Well, I've been I found out my bow that I got. I've been every once or twice a day for a while, I was just firing it overseas that way. So I don't know exactly what it was doing, but that's what I was told to do. So
excellent.
And that's
good.
It just shooting arrows. So
it's doing something.
Yep.
Something.
Sometimes we don't need to know what it's doing, but we know that it's doing something.
Is it just me, or has there been more very obvious demon activity in the last, I would say, month, 2 months?
Also,
even though it seems like it's bound, I have seen people that are possessed demonically and felt it. I felt it driving down the highway as I passed them, or vice versa. Mm-hmm. I've seen it in homeless people on the side of the road, just incredibly active, more so than I've ever seen since I've moved down here. Just very, very, very active, it seems like. Anybody else has seen anything like that? Because I'm seeing it and feeling it almost like on a daily basis, and I'm pogging and sending teams, and you know, there's just so much going on in your personal life, your business life, and then in the spiritual side of things, it's
the Satanists are stepping up.
You know, huh?
The Satanists have stepped up their activities, and that's another part of what I can share later, but Satan is directly involved in delighting in the fact that he's tormenting us and tormenting people around us. That's why it feels like there's so much intensity. At least that's my opinion, Tryland. I mean, the people that I'm dealing with, they're saying it's more intense than ever. And since evil is bound, it's a conundrum for us because we're not used to that.
It's bound where it is. Bound where it is. Okay, so they can still influence on some level. They just can't spread out like a fire across a field until after July. They're held in place. I probably should have been.
I thought you meant bound. Okay.
Yeah, see, I think I took that as a different meaning as well. But are we able to take care of the evil that is bound in place? Yeah. Okay. Yes. Because so I, you know, every time I drive by something like that, and I just look at the individual or whatever, and I pog it, whether it's a vehicle or it's an individual or whatever. And then I always tell Raphael, send teams, because I know there's more work there that needs to be done. And he knows that there's a standing order that no matter what, I have a circumference of 30 miles. I drive by within 30 miles of a graveyard. He has a standing order to send teams, whether I'm aware of it or not. And the same thing goes with the demonic thing. It just seems like, you know, like I said, it's just a big uptick in it. And I have people literally looking at me and screaming at me when I'm driving down the road. And I'm like, you know, and I see people on the side of the road just preaching to thin air and just going off on thin air. And you're just like, I mean, granted, I know I'm in, you know, driving and seeing most of this in the city, right? But still, it's like, I've never seen it before. And I've been working there for 2.5 years now. And it's just like in the last month or two, it's really, really bolted up.
This falls in line with Father saying Satan's going to step up his efforts. And mankind hasn't got a clue it's even happening.
Yeah.
Well, I think we're happy to turn an ignorant, or to be ignorant to it, even though we're not. I know every single human being on earth can feel it, whether they'd like to admit it or not.
All right. Anybody else have any questions or comments or anything like that? Okay. So,
concerning that, so I feel like I've kind of been remiss because I see people driving and I know that they're basically possessed. And so I pog them and I move on. And I like the way Atmos that you have that standing order. that when we, when I see someone now who I know is in a bad situation, you know, just driving by and, you know, throwing a pog bomb at them, that's really not engaging. And I think that, you know, I can do more.
We need to become old school and become hands-on now.
Yeah.
All of us.
Getting in their space.
Yeah. You have to. Ask HS to make us hypervigilant.
Say that again.
Ask HS to help you become hypervigilant.
Yeah.
And then like he'll make sure that you and I don't miss anything anymore.
Yeah.
I've been having a lot of conversations with HS, and I'm coming to find that I haven't been utilizing him at all as much as I thought I should. And he's helped me understand my faith a lot better over these last few weeks. And I've gotten to know him a lot better than I thought. I mean, I thought I knew him, right? I thought I knew Father and Jesus. But when you spend more time with them, you see them a little different each time. And then because you're spending time with them, they rub off on you. And you become shinier and brighter. So I that's why Father is so disappointed and adamant about people coming to see him so that he can empower us and give us more tools and more gifts. Because I know for a fact, we haven't even scratched the surface of the tools he has laying in us right now. And there's so much more that he wants us to be involved with. And he's been waiting for us to pull our heads out of our poopers, I'll say, because life seems to be more important. And I'm talking about myself too. I'm not pointing fingers at anybody. We seem to let life govern our actions, and it's our excuse as to why we can't do more or do things. And I'll be honest with you, listening to Trisis, setting an alarm every 2 hours and being that disciplined, I'm ashamed at myself that I'm actually sleeping through the night while he's awake doing that stuff. Now I can comfort myself by going, well, he doesn't have a job. So, you know, he's
going to be doing. Exactly. Right? Honestly.
But that's not
I'll do it. I don't have a job. I don't have to get up. I'm happy to do it.
But it's not an excuse for you and I to just go, well, Trisis has got it, right? No, we all need to step up our efforts. And I know that I went into eternity a couple times this week simply because Jesus grabbed me by the arm and he goes, come with me, brother. I wasn't not wanting to go. I said I'd like to go, but he was anxious to get me there. Ask HS to get you where you need to go. That's why Father keeps saying, have him motivate you. You'll know exactly where to go. And it's overwhelming. Some of these realms that I've gone into, I don't know the names of them, and it doesn't matter what the names are and the conditions. It's our presence alone that illuminates these souls. And then all you have to do is extend an invitation to them. You are invited to come to the next service when you are ready.
Showed up.
That's all. What'd you say?
I said that Satan just showed up.
Yeah.
I told you about that. So I had an experience, speaking of that. So with the Satanist, I had one that was in, it was a female. Her name is Leah. And we were on the way to church. And it was like before that, she wasn't attached to me. She wasn't, was that the one that was attached? Mm-hmm. She was the one that was attached. And we had to tell her, you know, back off, get out of my space, cut everything off, right? But then I kept on seeing her like out of the side of my eye. Right. And finally I just had said, like, what do you need from me? You know, and basically she wanted help. And so I ended up sending help, but I said,
really,
I'm sending help to you, but you may not be part of me. Like, you can't attach yourself to me. You can't do anything with me. I will send you help. That's it. Like, because like they're so invasive into your space. And then when we were at church, you saw me look over funny, because then I see out the corner of my eye, she's in service. So I don't know. I mean, that's a little bit.
That's a little bit of it. I never thought of that. Yeah. Although all I'm getting is attacks. I'm not seeing the person. I'm just seeing the energy.
Yeah, I could see it. It was just like almost like a nagging. It wasn't like it wasn't bad. And that's what I was confused by, because I was trying to figure it out. Like, are you trying to fool me? Are you doing, you know, like some shenanigans? Like, what's happening here? And so that's why I was very guarded and saying, like, I will send you help, but I'm not going to help you. And you may not come into my space. You may not be part of me or any of that, but you can have help. And with that, with the Satanist realm, I took with, who was it that, I think it was you, Trisus, that had the, was it the ball or the pog ball thing or whatever?
Dan, I'm sorry.
Ball of light?
Yeah, the ball of light. Yeah.
There was something around, I don't remember, it was on our last call. But anyway, I basically took a big giant bubble and put it on the doorway of their realm. So nothing but pog is just going in there. Like, I was going to go in, but not go. Like, I got there and I was like, yeah, no, we're not doing this one yet. And so I've just sort of had that pog bubble sitting there, just putting nothing but pog in that realm. I don't know if it's helping, but it might be annoying some people, but that's all right. Some souls that
maybe come out and go to a service to get away from it.
Yeah. I mean, it worked for one, but
it's interesting that you mentioned that about that realm, because I was in a realm with fallen soldiers over Memorial Day weekend, and Jesus, you know, I do the normal thing where I get myself in line, right, do my cleaning, and I have a stream of pog, basically, it's Father's love, that streams from my main chakra all the way down through to the bottom, and it just looks like a stream running through all my chakras. Well, I got to this realm, and Jesus said, watch this, and he had me throw that ball of light to the end of the realm, and it hit the end of the realm, and it just lit the whole realm up, and you could see everything and everyone in it. And then this stream just formed right down the middle of the realm, and that same energy started flowing through it. And he said, now these people in this realm can start to see light and understand what light is again, or know light if they haven't known it. And I mean, you're talking about people, you're talking about human beings, souls, right, that are in this realm. They're not just American soldiers. They're not just Russian soldiers, right? It's every soldier that's ever lived. I mean, we're talking about Persian soldiers, or Prussian, whatever, Persian soldiers. I mean, Spartans, you know, you name it. It was amazing. So just know that you were able to put a pog bubble around the entrance of a realm, and then to know that, like, we can go with Jesus and he can basically rework a realm. Like, it's almost like he was it was an architect, like going in there and saying, okay, here's how we're going to rework this realm, and here's how this is going to work. I was kind of blown away. So it's interesting tip to know that we can stick that shield on the entrance to a realm.
Yeah, I just
keep people from in and out.
Yeah, it was just too much with that realm. That was after our last meeting, where I was like, maybe I need, you know, it just kept on nagging at me, like I should go into that realm. But at the same time, I was like, yeah, not yet. Not yet. We're just going to put that on there and let it sit for a little while, and eventually. But there was just trying to learn, I think, with the Satanist and trying to figure out that whole situation, that it was like, we'll just put it there for now and move on later to it. But so, does anyone have anything else?
Yeah. Last Sunday, I don't know what the officiant said, but it had me thinking about the Bible passage where Jesus said, greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. And I thought a lot about first responders. I thought a lot about people that are in the service that give up their life to keep us safe. And that was one of the realms that Jesus took me to, was all these souls who sacrificed themselves, didn't think twice about any of this stuff, but then they're sitting in this realm questioning why they're there, because they made a sacrifice.
Right.
And because they made a sacrifice, it's not that they get a get out of jail free card, but Father said they have a special place in his heart because they were like his son. They sacrificed themselves. So he gives them a little more grace, but they still need to ask for forgiveness and they still need to go through the process. And these are the ones that I was standing in front of going, you just need to accept this invitation and you just need to come. That's all I can tell you. And I'll pray for you. And I placed a special offering for them today. And this is just a 16th or an eighth of an inch of what's really going on in some of these realms. And I guess the point I'm making is you don't need to understand what's in this realm or those realms. Just go. Okay. I'm going to encourage everybody just to go to eternity. Have your lead take you there. Have Jesus take you there. Please, it's important that you and I are doing things within the next month before the next service happens. Even though they're not bound by time, we are. Please. Yeah. Thank you.
So not today's service, but the service before, and I shared it with a couple of people, but while we were saying the Lord's Prayer, the Holy Spirit made me think of a particular line in the prayer just a little bit differently. And so it's the line that says, and we forgive and forgive us our debts and we forget our debtors. And I always thought of like the debtors as somebody else. Somebody else did something, so I need to forgive them. And I feel like we might have touched on this a little bit in the past, but then the Holy Spirit made me think of, or was it Jesus? No, it was Father. So anyway, it doesn't matter. Father said
one of
to
those
me,
guys.
Yeah, I'm like, wait. But Father had said to me, he said that when I was saying the debtors, he said, then you also have to forgive yourself. So ourselves are also a debtor. So, and that just, I just sort of sat in that one for a little bit because, yeah. I mean, sometimes I feel like the hardest person to forgive is ourselves and to be able to move on from things. Because if you're not forgiving yourself for things or things that you've done or whatever, that whatever you're holding on to, then you aren't, you said you aren't fully forgiven. Is right. That?
Yep.
Yeah. So just a tidbit.
Nice.
That's interesting.
Yeah. And it was so, and it was wild because I was saying the Lord's Prayer and then all of a sudden I hear Father put that in like right at the same time as I'm saying it. And I was just like, huh, okay then. But yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Anybody has any thoughts on that or whatnot, but.
I do pray that the souls can forgive themselves. That's part of the prayer, right? That they have the strength to forgive themselves for whatever they did or what they didn't do, or you know, like a mom is guilty, right? They're not, she's not there for her kids or the, you know, whoever is not there because of the remorse that they feel leaving their loved ones. They got to forgive themselves. It's not their fault that they're there.
Right.
Well, unless they kill themselves, but even that they have to forgive themselves. Right.
Yeah.
But it's interesting that I've never thought about having that pointed to me.
Right. Yeah, like the debtors, when you say debtors, I'm always thinking of others that are around me and never, not that I can't say never thought of it, but I never thought of it in that context in the during the prayer.
And how often are we beating ourselves up over something we said or did or acted on? And we look back in our past and it's like it's sitting right there.
Mm-hmm.
And we thought we got through it or were over it, and it's like a sore being tore open, and we kind of look at it and then we still don't forgive ourselves because we're just dirt bags, and scumbags, because we even got that far in allowing ourselves to be that way or do those things. And because we have Father's life in us, which is the soul, it's offensive to him that you and I treat ourselves like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think it's timely that Father shared that with her to tell all of us, because we can't help anybody else unless we help ourselves first. And it's huge. It's huge, especially in this time.
Because sometimes I feel like too, when you, like, even personally for myself, like I'm speaking of myself, like all of that stuff in the past or whatnot, whatever you're holding on to, that's stealing your energy and taking your energy away without even realizing it.
Yes.
And if you just cut that cord and cut it off, now you have more energy that you can put somewhere else.
Okay.
Beautiful. That's a beautiful way to look at it. And yeah, as you were talking, I was thinking that so the thing that bothers me sometimes are the things that I did or said to people that made them feel belittled. You know, when I, because I knew the stuff better, I still beat myself up about that. But as you were talking, I was realizing that, yeah, every time I do that, it affects me. But they don't remember it. They're not suffering from it, because then they're never going to think of me again. It's not like, you know, someone who did something bad to me, I'm going to think, yeah, that person. Oh, yeah, that person. No. We're the only ones who think about ourselves and our memories and the things that we did. And if we did something to someone, they've moved on and we're never even a thought. And so even from that perspective, that what you said, we're leaving, we're, that energy is taken away from us. And I find myself getting irritated, like, I can't believe I did that. You know, but that's exactly what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So,
yeah. Felt like that as well here in the last week or so, where, you know, Tryland, when I heard Tryland for the first time I had ever heard anybody pray for, forgive us for the sins that we forgot or don't know that we committed. So, you know, I've been kind of praying that lately because HS has been kind of working on my heart for that for some reason. And then all of a sudden you kind of have these little memories pop up where you're like, what was I doing? What was I thinking? I forgot all about that. And then instantly it's like, Father, please forgive me for being, you know, whatever I was when that was happening, you know, completely forgot about it. And so I think it's interesting. It's just, it's almost like you're going back and cleaning yourself up and you're working with a therapist, but instead you're working with the best one ever. I mean, you're working with Jesus and with HS, so mm-hmm. you don't have to pay for one. It's kind of nice.
Very nice. Price is right.
Yeah, exactly.
Just got to give a little time.
Yeah. I feel like sometimes we're our toughest critic
as
well, right? And that's, and I feel like getting through that and getting over that, that will help us to be stronger and to be able to have, like I said, that energy that was being sucked out of us that we didn't even realize, right? Now we can take that and move that forward and use it as something positive in helping others rather than letting it, letting those past sins or debts or whatever, like, it's like a leech, you know?
Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've ever heard someone say, somebody hurt me and I'm never going to forgive them for that. That just cuts my heart open. And I think to myself, you poor soul, you poor soul.
Yeah. And I've heard it said, I don't know if I'm going to say it the right way, but I've always heard people say that, like, forgiveness isn't always for me to forgive somebody else, but it's more for me to heal. Like, it's, it means more for yourself. But if you put it in the context of forgiving yourself and forgiving those things, I mean, that really hits home. Like, that's really
a big
one with that. So,
a little backstory on my email saying to remember to bring your energy back to you.
Yeah.
I meditate every morning at 7 o'clock and I usually go and see Father and we talk for a little bit. And I stood in front of him that day and I said to him, I am exhausted. And he smiled and went, well, maybe you should bring your energy back. And I thought to myself, I am bringing my energy back, but I didn't really focus on actually doing it like I old school taught everybody. Well, you got to think of the places you've been. You got to think of where you were, go back the week where you were, collect That's all great. Of that, and then dump, and it makes a world of difference. It sure does, because you're just kind of scraping the over the top of it and going, yeah, there you go. There's your energy. Instead of here's all your energy. And I even asked Marty, I'm like, dude, help me get all my energy back. And he's like, big garbage bags bringing them to me. You forgot about this one. Shoot.
Wow.
That's cool.
Destroying your father, say, hey, can I just get some new different energies? That'll get
right. Sometimes I'll just grab father and I'll hug him and he'll go, yeah, that still doesn't work. You need to get your own energy. So oh, wait, no, you
gotta do yourself.
Beat that guy.
Up to that email, I forgot that I leave a lot of energy in the Middle East, right? Or when you're cleansing a country. And I've been around the world a couple times already this year, and I'm thinking, crap, because I'm thinking, okay, the Walmart and, you know, John down the hall and the old lady in the cafeteria being a, you know what, but I forgot about everything, everywhere we've gone. We're going there, right? So yeah, it's been better this week since that email. Good. But and what's funny is I remember, you know, when you give a healing and you're bringing people's energy back and they're sometimes reluctant, man, I sometimes have to concentrate to bring my own energy back. How stupid is that? Yep. I'm looking at myself going, duh, bring your energy back. What's wrong with you, fool? You know, like, this is good stuff. Mm, lick it, smell it. Like, I put my own hand out in front of my face. Look, it's energy, you know. But yeah, that email helped a lot, Trilan. Thank you.
It's amazing how easy it is to forget the fundamentals.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
It really is.
Like bringing flowers to your wife every week.
No, that is.
Married guys.
Fundamental.
Oops. Sorry.
Funny tidbit about the flowers. When he picks out flowers, he looks at, like, he'll look at the different bouquets and he picks out the weirdest one or something weird about it. And he's like, my wife would like that. And they'll bring it home. So it's not like the most beautiful. It's like, let's pick out the weird one.
Uh-huh. Is he right?
Yes, 100%. I'm like, this is so cool.
Can we take that to unique?
Yeah, it's unique.
And is it on sale?
Yeah. That makes me happier.
Because she'll go, I hope you didn't spend a lot of money on this. No.
Yeah, our sister has the rule that Sam can only get her one rose. One.
Mm.
One. Don't find me a dozen.
Good.
Never bring them home on Valentine's Day. No, never.
No, we don't even celebrate that.
Me either.
They're on sale at the gas station. 99 cents.
Yes. Right.
For the next day.
Rural America.
Yes. So, all right. The next one is.
I was just going to say, Fred's not going to talk, but Fred's retina has reattached.
Yay! Yes, absolutely.
He's doing better. He still needs your prayers. He still needs to stay off his eyeball, give it time to rest. But he has been doing a little emailing and a little texting, so just keep him in your prayers, please. Thank you. We appreciate everybody's prayers, too.
And does anybody have anything else they want to share?
Yeah.
Any experience? Yeah. Or
Satanists. What? Satanists.
A new favorite method. Subject.
Satanists. If you get a headache on the side of your head and it's not water and it's not a migraine and it's not your sinuses, it's probably an attack. The tendrils are very tiny. And again, I was helping somebody and then realized I was having the same pain in my head. And I'm now completely over aggressive and father said it's okay. So at first I was slamming them and pounding them, but he said, that's not what we do. And then I said, well, what about this? So once you find the Satanists, you can isolate them by cutting them off from their coven, destroying the tendril. I put my hand on their forehead, pog the body, soul, and spirit, and tell them, in the name of Jesus, I'm cleansing you. You are clean and free of Satan now. And I'm leaving the white ball of light in your space until you repent. And Father said, good.
Forced repentance.
I'm okay with that. Okay? There was a discussion after last meeting about getting in someone's space or not in their space, or can we do it remotely? They don't learn. And again, if they're attached to Satan, and even Akko said that he has grounded that cord that was attached to Satan to Father's throne. You can do that. I'm cutting them off. I'm not bullying around anymore, right? With the German accent. I did a dozen of them at a time, and I have a whole coven sitting. And the last thing I tell them is, you will feel cut off. You will tell your friends and the other people in your coven of what's going on. And then they ask, who are you? What are you doing? It doesn't matter. You are now cut off. You are free from Satan's influence, right? So in a way, we're freeing them from that crap too, but they're going to feel lost. And until they repent, that energy of that white light is going to stay there. And this has been approved by Father. And again, he's been asking me and Knuckles to try to approve some methods. So that's what I'm sharing. And I have to tell you, the three that were attacking me, they're not attacking me anymore. Maybe it'll be another three next week. But because I was just like, you know, kind of when you swat a fly, I can't swat my hand, but when you swat a fly, the fly will go around and then come back. That's basically all I was doing because I didn't want to hurt them. There's a blogger that I follow, and his t-shirt says cutesy time is over. We're done. I'm done with the Satanist garbage because they're doing exactly what Satan wants. And I don't want him to gain any ground anymore. And if he's causing me havoc, I'm going to cause him pain by getting rid of his influence. So that's the latest on the Satanist thing.
Also, fishing, you're being a fisher of men when you do that.
Say it one more time, you're real muffled, friend.
Sorry, I said you're being a fisher of men when you do that.
Yes. Yes. Yep. So it's been working. And again, I've done a dozen at a time. I've got an entire coven sitting. There's tendrils that are trying to attack. And again, it's interesting how Starlight had said that maybe they're hanging out. I've not gotten that experience yet where they're just hanging out. All I'm getting is the attack, but I'll keep my spiritual ear open.
It was just
for that. But right now, they're pretty aggressive. It's sad, but they're misled.
Yes. And that's what I kept on picking up on, like, the energy of like how you said lost. And I was like, because I was kind of confused, right? I'm not being attacked, but you're still there, but you're wanting something from me, but I'm not that person. Like, I'll help, I'll send help to you, but you know,
now that they're free, maybe they'll reach out and say, I need help. I don't know. I don't know what the next step is. This is new for all of us, you know, so.
Who knows? Maybe they'll be sharing with the other ones, you know, the other
Satanists. They could be advocates and say, hey, I had a really weird experience yesterday. Some guy showed up in my space and slammed me into the wall, and there's white energy in my space. What the hey?
He was big and shiny.
Shiny, yeah. And gorgeous.
Two snaps in a circle for you, buddy.
Got it.
So I don't understand a whole lot about this stuff, and I really don't want to watch any of the documentaries.
You don't need to.
No.
Exactly. Nah. So
no.
When you say, well, I took care of this coven and that coven, it's like, you know, coven A is over there, coven B is over there, and the other people are, what are you doing? What are you talking about?
So I asked my lead, how on earth do I know where I'm going? And he said, how do you know you're going to the realms? I just go. Okay. I know that they're different covens just because that's the impression I'm getting.
Got it.
I can tell if it's a single attack or if there's three tendrils or a dozen tendrils or 50 tendrils. You'll see, you'll feel it. And again, I'm using the word coven. I don't know. Is that the right word? Or is that a word? I mean, is that what they call them?
Yeah.
groups of Satanists. So I'm just seeing the word coven as a generic, like Kleenex. So, like, the attack on me, there were three tendrils, but it was from one person. Last week, I had a dozen people, each one attacking me. They were from a different coven. I don't know where they are. They could be in Orlando. They could be in Ottumwa, Iowa, for all I know. I don't know. I hate to pick on Radar's hometown, but that's the only town I know in Iowa. But again, so you'll get the impression of what to do. And again, I held off. How can I explain it? The attacks that were happening last week, I had no energy to deal with them. So I basically held the tendrils off with Pog until I could deal with them. And then I asked my lead, this just, was it Friday? What do I do with that crap that I'm holding on to? And he said, go do what you're doing. Because we hadn't come up with a good way of, at least I hadn't come up with a good way of dealing with the coven. You don't. You're going to deal with each individual. And again, I knew that there was at least a dozen. So I proceeded to do that, bring each one, kind of like how the apostle lays his hand on someone. That's how I'm picturing it, right? Putting the Holy Spirit into each one. He's got to touch each one. And then he goes back during the prayer and he's praying. And that's how I'm picturing doing it, where I'm in each person's space. Now, will we get strong enough to wipe out an entire coven with just a thought? Probably. Mm-hmm. But right now, it's an individual in each person's space. And you'll know. I mean, if you're going into the realms, just think of it as that way. That's the only tip I can think of. It's just the impression. And I follow the tendril back. And again, I don't even know if they're male or female yet. I was blown away that you knew it was a girl. I'm not going that far, but maybe you will. But again, I was doing like, oh, you know, I'm a warrior. I'm here to blah, 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 blah. It doesn't matter. And my lead says, you're telling them too much. Just get it done. Separate them, isolate them, clean them, move on. And I hate to say it that way, but it's working better. I'm not getting so personally involved. Because again, that was taking a lot of energy out of me. And again, now you have to bring that energy back with you. So it's not in their space. And honestly, leaving the white energy in their space, it's easy. And when Father's approved, like, until you repent, and he goes, yes, I like that. That's cool that he said he liked that. I'm like, is that okay? Can I do that? And he said, you have authority to do whatever you choose is right.
We are an extension of him.
You know, so, you know, again, I know some of you don't want to watch the films because people said they were attacked. Don't just sit quiet. Again, the easiest way to say is someone says they have a pain in the side of their head. I don't know why it's the side of the head, but I can't hear. I'll point to it. It's right here at the temple, right here, right here. And it's not my sinuses. It's not a migraine. It's not because I'm dehydrated. Lord knows I know pain. It's a different pain and it won't go away. It feels like somebody's screaming into your brain. So then just stop what you're doing. Well, not stop what you're doing if you're driving. Obviously, keep driving. But, you know, if you have a chance, picture where you got to go. You'll see a red tendril. And it's a wisp. I mean, like a wispy, wispy, like you almost have to squint and you'll see it. It'll be a piece of red energy going to wherever they are. And boom, wipe them clean. Amen.
Wire.
you'll somebody a Coke. But
hey, and good job catching yourself. You were gonna say wipe them out. So wipe them clean.
Wipe again, right? We can't be that aggressive. Father was a little upset with me.
Yeah.
The first couple of times, he's like, we don't do that.
Yeah, we don't wipe out souls.
Don't do that.
They can irritate us.
He said, we don't do that with that booming voice.
Yeah.
Crap.
Yeah. Fortunately, okay. In the past, we had to, a few, you know, with that Satan's army of souls. That was a bubble.
Yes.
That was the exception to the rule.
Yeah. Right. I want to do that again.
I forgot about that. Ugh. Yeah. And again, I know it feels, it sounds like you're doing bad, but it feels good because you're releasing a soul. You're helping the soul. That's how I'm going into it. Yeah. I'm upset that they're attacking me, and but they're lost. They're just like the jihadists and what we talked about in the Middle East, where last week or last month they were talking about they're being taught from a little age to hate these, and they're kids, right? And they could be adults now, but that one video, the girl was 13, brought into that one cult, you know? So, you know, I don't feel bad anymore. I'm releasing them and I'll pray for them and we move on.
Yep. That's it. Like, you got to move on. You can't get.
I can't. I'm not going to agonize over it, because even I think about it, my chest is hurting, and I'm like, get out of, stop. That's Satan going. He's like twisting. Look what you did to one of my children. Hmm. I'll say what I'm going to say afterwards after the meeting. Yeah. Yeah. I don't want it to be recorded.
All right. Does anyone have anything else they wanted to share? Questions, comments, concerns?
Can't we get some thing above your head? Now?
Oh, it's some, it's a decoration, and it has like the wispy things.
And is that Jesus above Trilin's head? What is that? And the on the curio.
That is.
What is that?
This right here.
Yeah.
It's a cat.
This is Starlight.
It's actually called that.
Yeah.
It's a figurine.
It goes on like your tree. I forget what the
That's cool. It's just where your head was. All I saw was like a half halo.
It's my halo.
Yep, that's a that's a starlight.
All right.
So.
And pure is driven on snow. You know that.
Driven on snow.
Okay.
All right.
So June birthdays. It's Tranquility on the 27th, and then July is Blazar on the 1st. Jarius on the 2nd, and then Jesus on the 17th. And our next team fellowship will be on Sunday, July 14th. And then, Tracis, you are going to pray?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, everybody. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the energy that we've been able to gather from this fellowship. It always seems like there's more that can be shared, and yet you give us just enough time to speak about the highlights. We thank you, Father, for giving us the opportunity to gather, and that those that aren't here, that they'll be able to listen and get the pointers and tips needed. We thank you for the energy to be able to do battle. We thank you, Father, for our lives that you've given us, and that you've chosen us for this. We're humbled every time I think about it. And as a group, I know we know each other, and I know that feeling has to go throughout the team. We ask for more, Father, though. We know what's coming. We pray that you can give us what's needed, and that we're wise enough and smart enough to see what you've given us and be able to use it. We look forward to the coming days. We look forward, of course, to being with you and all this is done. But again, it was reiterated in a service that we don't want to use Christ's return as an escape. So please, Father, give us what's needed. And again, I'm going to keep asking for it, that we can do your work and we can do it wisely and diligently, and that we can see what we need to see and feel what we need to feel at the right time, and that we don't miss opportunities to help your children and to help the bride. We love you, and we ask this all in thy son's name, Jesus. Amen.
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 Thank you.
Thank you.